Hello and good day to you from here in the Holy Land. This is Devorah Harrell with another episode of Healing from the Holy Land, and today we are going to discuss the truth about abundance. I'm deliberating what title to actually put up with this podcast because it's also the truth about manifestation, and it's also the truth about mood mastery. So, what do the three have in common? So, it really all ties into one bottom line factor, and that is where our energies are vibing at. So, what does that mean? That means that if we're in a low state of energy, if we're in a constricted state of energy, so for a low state of energy, it can be a bad mood. A constricted state of energy could be fear, lack mentality, then our energy is going to be vibing in a low place. So, someone who wants abundance in their life, wants pleasure and joy in their life, if they're in a low or constricted vibe, then they're going to unwittingly keep attracting to themselves low and constricted energy. So they might want to break out of it, but first their consciousness needs to break out of it. Their energy vibe, it needs to get higher. A very wise woman, a mentor of mine, Stacy Martino, talked very much about staying above your 50%. This was very important in the retreat that I participated in. And what is this idea of staying above your 50%? If you are vibing at less than 50%, 100% is you are on, you're on fire, you are just in this high place, optimistic, loving yourself, joyful, spreading cheer, being love to yourself, to everyone around you, just altruistic, in flow, physically, emotionally, spiritually, energetically. It's all just vibing. That's your 100%. When you're at that 100%, everything is great and you are just in flow and magic is happening and you're seeing it all around you and you're just so in it that that's what's being attracted to you all the time. And then there's just more magic and more magic and you're making more abundance and finding more support in your life and having friends just be like they're magnetically pulled into you. You're finding fulfilling love, you're having fulfilling relationships because you are at your highest vibe. You're vibing with your work, you're vibing with your relationships, you're vibing with your family, you're vibing with your home, you're vibing with your community, and most importantly, you're vibing with yourself. So if we are under 50%, the only thing we should be focusing on doing is getting above our 50%. Why? Why, if we're beneath our 50%, can't we say, okay, well, I set aside such and such tasks to do for my business today, so I'm just going to get started with them? Why do we not want to do that? Because if we're vibing at lower than 50%, we're not really vibing that highest energy of abundance, of love, of altruism, of carefreeness, of flow, of knowing that God is taking care of us at all time. Then we're going to attract something less than to ourselves. So where do we want to get to? We want to get back to that 100%. We don't want to send out advertisements or set up a learning module for or do a vlog or send out a reel or record a podcast if we're not at our high vibe. Because we want that podcast, we want that advertisement. We want that energy to just be reverberating around the world with all that love and authenticity and high vibe. And that happens when we're at our 100%. So if you are going anywhere, doing anything, right? You're beneath your 50% and your family's waiting for you downstairs to have a family brunch. You will create a cache of tools that help you get over your 50%. And in that moment, you let your family know that brunch is delayed by however many minutes. Your experience has told you it's going to take you to get your vibe high, and you're going to go down to your family when you're vibing higher than 50%. Get yourself up to 80%. You're going with your family, you know that you're going to be great, they're going to raise your vibe, so get to 60, 70%, right? You want to be with them at your highest. If you're beneath 50, if you're getting down to zero, if you feel like you're just going to be vibing anxious energy or sad energy or irritable energy, they don't want that, right? They want you in your high vibe in place. You want you in your high vibe in place, right? And you could say, well, they'll raise my mood, and they can, but is it their responsibility? What if you're about to go into a board meeting? Is it the board's responsibility to raise your mood? It's our responsibility. And that's why we're talking about mood mastery here. You are the only one accountable and responsible for your mood. That means that you also get to decide if someone's going to ruin your mood, and you get to decide how you're going to hold on to your high vibe or raise yourself back up. I'll give you an example. And it takes a while. It's a muscle that we exercise. And after hundreds, if not thousands of times of being triggered by people who are looking to trigger me, I got to a point where one time I got a not fun phone call a few minutes before I was heading into an afternoon of intuitive healing sessions. And when I'm in my session, I'm at a high vibe. I am at peace, calm, flow, you know, acting as a conduit for that divine healing to come through for that person, acting I can only think of it in Hebrew right now. The person who, a mediator between the person's inner physician, that part of themselves that's able to heal themselves, that's self-healing, and their consciousness to help them be aware that this is the time for their inner physician to come kick in, you know, gear up, work on that area, etc. So that's how I'm working. I need to be high vibing in a space like that. And this upsetting call came in, and I said, okay, well, when I hung up, I said, I have a right to be really upset and annoyed right now. This was upsetting. And I can either let the person who created this disturbance for me kind of win by shoving me off of my center, by knocking me off my balance, or I can say, they don't have that power over me. And I said, okay, acknowledge your feelings. For 3 minutes, you've got 3 minutes to be annoyed, irritated, angry. Just feel it, see it, hear yourself. Get that out, process that, then let that go. Recognize that everything is orchestrated by the divine. Everything is in your highest best good. And this is where mood mastery comes in, knowing that in every moment, everything is exactly as it should be. And so that potential to ruffle your feathers has just landed a quick death. You got frustrated, you felt the emotions that rose up, and then you said, okay, you know what? I'm going on with my day. I have a great day planned ahead, and get right onto it. Why? Because A, we do want to acknowledge our feelings when they come up, but B, we don't want to let anyone else, quote unquote, ruin our day, ruin our moment, knock us off our game. It's our game. It's our game, not their game. That's mood mastery. That's a quick way to stay above 50%. I could have gotten dragged down and had a really, excuse the expression, crappy day. My clients, I don't know what I would have done with them, right? Like, how do I juggle that? I put myself in my best place. I honored my feelings. And then I recognized in all times, God is running the show. Everything's in my highest best good. Everything is exactly as it should be, and moved on. I'll give you another general example. When I had set my intention to, I had a fun evening planned and set my intention to just really have a great time. And I got dressed up and I was all excited and made these plans. And the night did not go as I expected. And on my way home, I was like, not wanting to end my evening on this. Oh, that was really just a huge turnaround from what I expected my evening to be. I set the intention to enjoy myself. And so, and this actually happened a couple of times recently, and I made the evening enjoyable for me. In both situations, I thought to myself, I said to myself, I intended to have a good time, I'm going to have a good time. And without even having to think too much or plan or whatever, it just worked out. Because when we set intentions, when we make a statement for ourselves, the world works to align itself to that end. And in both cases, I had a great time that night. I made sure that I had a great time that night. I set an intention and I stuck with it. And I didn't let whatever happened douse my mood. So staying above 50%. I would say even more. Let the goal be to be between 70 to 100% all the time. It's great if you have someone next to you who raises your vibe for you and gives you a quick pick-me-up. And we can call people or call on people to do that for us. And that's okay. At the same time, let's practice being that person for ourselves. Because sometimes that person that raises our vibe isn't going to be available. Sometimes that person that we go to raise our vibe is in a low mood themselves. Now what? Are we contingent on someone else? No. Because at the end of the day, my mood is my responsibility. It's not just my responsibility. I don't like that phrase. I own it. I own it. It's my experience. I am accountable. So be accountable all the way. Now, some people might need to go through a process to get here, right? If someone's been in a low place for a long time, I have a bunch of essences that popped up for me before I started the podcast. But for instance, pink petunia, which has been coming up a lot lately, is a mood raiser. So if someone feels like they've really been in a funk and they've tried getting out of it, they've really tried. They're working on building that muscle of accountability, of mood mastery, of raising their energy up. And it's just, there's just, let's say, been a lot of things to just add sandbags to that hot air balloon of theirs, or just an overall, you know, canopy situation going on that's just making it difficult to find the light. So joy, pink petunia essence, is a great one to help raise that mood. These are all found on my site, the essences I'm going to cite here. So beitroga.com. You can find all my essences there. Then, 90% of them. There are a few new ones that I have yet to update. Another one that can help raise our mood and show us the magic when we're looking for that magic, because the magic exists. It's all around us all the time. God made a magical world. And as an alchemist, I see it. Thank God. I see it around me. And there's an essence called Splendid Bindweed. that is magic essence. And what does it do? It doesn't create magic. It just shows us the magic. And once we're open to seeing the magic and our energy is open to experiencing the magic, we're going to have more and more magic coming into our lives, right? Because what we vibrate, where we vibrate at, is what we attract to ourselves. Someone said to me, an abundance coach said to me, in a conversation that we were having, that it's not about what you do, it's about who's doing it. What does he mean by that? Like what I said before, okay, you can have all these different tasks to help raise the abundance in your business, for example. You can have all these strategies to raise the energy in your relationship, to increase cash flow into your bank account. But if you're in a lack mentality, if you're feeling constricted and feeling like you can't spend money because you're afraid to spend money because your bank account says X and your expenses are Y and you don't know how you're going to make ends meet and you're so focused on the bank account and the facts in front of you and you get all constricted and don't want to spend the money, then when you send out your ads, people are feeling that constricted, anxious energy. And that doesn't really make them want to tap on your post, on your ad, on your links. When you send something out, you want it to be from, you know, the outcome of this ad really doesn't matter because I know God's taking care of me no matter what. I know that my needs are met in every moment of every day. So that's what he means by it's not about what you do, it's about who's doing it. Make sure the who, who's clicking on that ad, who's pressing, who's sending it out, who's recording that podcast, who's giving that speech, make sure they're at their, going into that meeting, make sure they're at their 90 to 100% when they send their message out, because it's their vibe that attracts people. And an authentic, open, abundant vibe, that's the most attractive vibe. That's the vibe that makes people want to click on it. The one that's carefree, the one that recognizes that it doesn't matter if anyone clicks on it. God's taking care of them anyway. God's taking care of their bottom line. They are abundant. It doesn't matter what it says in their bank account, because when push comes to shove, their needs are being met. And when they're living from there, whew, sky's the limit. I wouldn't even say the sky. I would say outer space. Like, you've just broken the ceiling on what the limit is, right? There's these glass ceilings and you're just breaking through them one at a time, the higher your vibe goes. Another one, another essence that helps us with that is Bacopa, which is another pink, beautiful essence. These are all light pink essences, actually. And this opens the heart. It's just giving you constant love, just constant doses of love. Another one that comes up is Duranta Erecta, which is divine grace. If we're doing everything with divine grace, what could be more beautiful and attractive than that? When we're living in divine grace, we know that really God is behind us. He's the palm that we're leaning into throughout our day. He's just holding us, guiding us. He's got our backs. Walking through your day like that is just magical, and people feel it and it attracts them. Alchemy of gold. This is a wonderful alchemic essence that just one drop can just make you recognize and see your value so beautifully that now everything around you raises itself up to match your vibe. So your home will now need a little bit of a, you know, upshift. Whether it's going to be a new carpet, whether it's going to be cleaning those windows, whether it's going to be calling in a repairman to take care of that leak, You're going to see ways that your house needs to upshift to match your vibe. Your wardrobe is going to need to match your vibe. You're going to take out stuff that looks a little ratty, that really doesn't fit you well, that was, you know, that's out of style, that you were holding on to because of that lack mentality, because of that, okay, this is where my value is at. But now that you've upshifted your value, out it goes. Send it to Goodwill. Chuck it if it's trash. Pass it on to someone who you think would really appreciate it. Right? Love me downs. And do that clearing, upshift. Your relationships, the way people behave towards you, your bottom line, your bank account, everything's going to upshift. Your bank account is going to upshift because you've upshifted your energy. So that is how manifestation, abundance, and mood mastery all combine. So please share this. It can take time. Imagine going to the gym, right? And you have to start out slow. If you've never lifted weights in your life, if you've never practiced this particular muscle, it's going to take time. It could take days, weeks, months, but you know what will happen? God will show you opportunity after opportunity to exercise that muscle. And it might be uncomfortable. You might get a little bit of aches, some pains from all the workout. But your muscle will get stronger, and then one day you'll be in a situation and you will show mood mastery and you will remember, get yourself over the 50%. And you'll do it and you'll feel it, and that power will fuel you. Whew! Like I said, outer space, peeps. That's where we're headed. So, yeah. Share the magic. Share your magic. Stay in your highest vibe. Sending love.